We'd like to thank our sponsor, SLC Guitar, for another sweet guitar riff. Welcome to another episode of Build with Breen Holmes, where we talk all things construction, business management, and just have a good old time behind the microphone.
Mr. Breen,
yo,
what is going on?
I don't know. I'm already like heated up from laughing and wore a sweatshirt. That wasn't a good idea tonight.
Oh, same here.
But hey, it feels good to be back in the saddle.
It does, man. It does. It has been a little bit. We need to talk about that a little bit on how to get back on the schedule.
Okay.
And start recording more often.
Because like
all of our, six people that listen?
Well, I think we're down to four now.
Four? Damn.
We lost two.
Yeah.
It's because you're cursing.
This probably is. It probably is. Shit. I mean,
there goes one more.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry. So I got a question for you tonight. We're going to try to get back into the construction world a little bit. We've had some really good episodes. But I want to know what your feelings are on marketing and construction. Mm. There is, at least I'm seeing a lot of these new apps, a lot of people trying different things.
Yep.
One of the things that I notice is contractors are typically, not everybody, but typically kind of behind the eight ball as far as
totally
marketing.
Yeah, totally.
And getting their word out, getting their brand out, helping people understand what they do, how they do it. And first question is, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, you're right. Like construction is slow to market. And I don't know why maybe our industry is slow to get into marketing. I think that just the general perceived perception of the individual that is in construction doesn't want to deal with marketing. I would say a lot of people that get into construction are doing physical work and they like the art behind it, and they don't want to be sitting on their phone dealing with marketing, putting together a marketing campaign. They're traditionally not salesmen, you know. So we're just talking like the general blue-collared worker, so to speak.
Gotcha.
But no, Mark, you're right. I mean, I think marketing has dramatically shifted over the last 10 years. I mean, that's kind of an obvious, right? I mean, 10 years ago, it was how much news, media, and billboards can you buy? Because you're just trying to put a brand out there, right? It's just brand awareness.
Right.
Put it everywhere you can. Excuse me. And at the time, that really was TV, radio, print. And now we have so many different options out there that I think the real leader in marketing is like low cost, high reach, you know, like what's the most reach you can get for the cheapest amount of dollar.
Right.
That tends right now to fall to social media, you know, but it's probably been there for the past, let's say 8, 9, 10 years, but what social media platform, you know, maybe at some point in time it was Facebook, then it became Instagram.
Oh, it changes it constantly.
LinkedIn. Yeah. It's now getting into, you know, X and whatever else follows, you know? So I don't know. I mean, it's hard because I'm not a big marketer when it comes to paying and putting marketing out there. And maybe that's where we can talk part two of marketing. But I really think that the big driver in marketing right now, whether it's AI and future development, is low cost, far reach. You know, so how far can you get out for the cheapest dollar you can to the most amount of people?
Right.
That's going to be the marketing leader. And it's changing so much right now.
And it blows my mind to think of all the tools that are out there. And how people in construction aren't using those tools. But then the flip side of that is you're still working.
Yeah.
You're still working. You're still building homes. You're still getting the word out. Somehow, some way, it's happening.
Yeah.
How do you think that is? How do you think people hear about Breen Holmes and any of these other contractors?
Yeah, I think that's part two, right? When I say, hey, I'll come back to that. Because to me, I've learned over the past year, I've really tried to put a lot of attention on like roles within my business and what role do I really fit.
Okay.
For, you know, just over 13 years now, I put on every single hat within my company.
Right. Okay.
And I'm running through the producing part, and I'm running through the advertising and marketing, and I'm running through sales, and I'm doing accounting, and I'm doing project estimating and project, you know, all the above. So at some point I came back to saying, what is key to me? What role fits?
Your personal role.
Yeah. And okay. Ultimately my role fell into sales. Like sales right. is my brand, yep. my name on the company. Mm-hmm. And in theory, I live the marketing life. Like I am selling myself. People trust right. me. They hire my company because it's got my name on it.
Absolutely right.
And they trust me and they know me. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think part B to my unique marketing is who I am, the social environments and people that I hang around with, the crowd that I get to know, the product that I put out there. Mm-hmm. It tends to be a marketing campaign within itself, just the way that I live my life, so right. to speak. And I think that that's unique to anybody. So I think when you fall back to the age-old adage of like, you can sell anything as long as you believe in it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's really easy when you believe in your own confidence of who you are, the vision you have, the you know, the talent that maybe you have. It's easy to put that into play and be a marketer for that. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, it's really interesting to go back to, for 13 years, my general marketing has been people that either have gotten to know me or two or three generations away of somebody that says, hey, we used Adam. We trust him. You should use him.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, and it's yeah. continued on to do that. And we've done a little bit of, you know, marketing through the Parade of Homes. Mm-hmm. We've gotten into some heavier social media over the past few years. But I really do think that those are more a little bit of a brand awareness and let's see, what's the word I'm looking for? Almost support to who I am to show legitimacy.
Okay.
You know, I almost wouldn't say that like a social media is my front of marketing. Mm-hmm. I'm the front of marketing.
Right.
Social media just adds some legitimacy to who I really am and what my company is, what we've done, so to speak.
Absolutely. Right.
You know, so I think to your point there, that's how people continue to get work mm-hmm. in our industry. It's word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
It's the social environments they're part of. It's the jobs that they're on. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that that just tends to, you know, maybe grow or keep their business on par for course, so right. to speak.
Do you think construction is one of those fields, I guess you could say career paths, that the word of mouth networking is going to be there forever? It's just going to stay. And you know, because I look at it like, all right, you know, back in the day you used to, you know, hey, talk to your best friend, like, dude, I need a doctor. Like, yeah. who do you use? What you got? You know, oh, this is who I go to, man. This is, you know, make it happen. Or a lawyer. You know, yeah. same thing. Those are ones in construction.
Yeah.
I feel like those are the ones where, you know, traditionally you're going to really trust somebody's word before you, you know, are looking at an ad
yeah.
somewhere in a magazine.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, you know?
I could probably argue both sides on that.
Okay.
I recently read an article that said like the top 100 builders in the nation, you know, the kings of the hill, so to speak, are taking over construction. So the big boys are just wiping out the little builders.
Are we talking in
I'm sure production? I didn't really look into like, okay, are we separating production, custom?
Okay.
I think just generally speaking, they say, listen, the big boys can put processes and systems into place, more marketing so that they're more in front of the public eye. Mm-hmm. They're probably building it at more of a competing market in a, you know, less expensive home. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think in some ways, when you start talking like the heavy hand of government and how that pushes down on small business, a lot of the times a bigger company may be managing that better.
Yeah.
So I think in a lot of ways I go, well, the small fries are starting to get wiped out left and right. That's one hand where I might argue it, mm-hmm. you know, against saying, yep, eventually marketing is going to wipe out, you know, some of us smaller guys. Mm-hmm. I also think that to your point, you know, most people jump on social media or the internet to say, okay, I'm looking for a builder, mm-hmm. whether they type in custom home or not, mm-hmm. you know, and we all know that whoever's paying the most and has created the most content is going to pop up first in that list.
Correct.
They may not be the best, but they can also go in and create, you know, 500 reviews of 5 stars.
Correct.
And suddenly it's like, oh, well, that's the top dog. Everyone uses that person, whether right. it's real or not.
Right.
So those are probably two that would support saying that, yeah, marketing is going to wipe out the word of mouth guy.
Right.
Now, flip side is you brought up, you know, doctors, lawyers, home builders. Mm-hmm. These are all, you know, large investments. If you're going to go in and put an investment into somebody cutting into your body,
yep.
you probably want a little bit more than just that. Like, man, yeah. I looked them up.
At least do a little bit of research. Right.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe the first person that popped up in, you know, Utah when I Google searched plastic surgeons,
right.
You know, or best attorneys, mm-hmm. you're probably going to fall back to saying that relationship matters to me. You know, so yeah, I would fall to say construction is one of those industries that I think we'll continue moving along with word of mouth, relationship matters, handshakes matter, the individual of who you are matters. You know, that's part of why I put my name on my company. I had a lot of, you know, hard decisions to say, do I really want to name it after myself?
Right.
A lot was pushing me away from it. I mean, growing up, my dad was a family photographer and his name was on his business. Mm-hmm. And he said it was the worst mistake he ever made because everyone knew who he was,
right,
and who the owner was and who they needed to talk to. Mm-hmm. And when salespeople called, that's who they knew how to talk to him, mm-hmm, you know? So
yeah,
it was like all these negative against that. But then ultimately I knew at the end of the day, I was selling a brand that was me.
100%.
Which is why ultimately I said, you know what, let go of all that negative. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sell myself. But that being said, when I'm gone, what does that do?
What does it do?
Can I find a way in 10, 20, 30, 40 years, whenever that is,
right,
for me to step out of the business and keep the expectation of the Breen Homes Aurora to stay in there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. And to your point, that probably becomes the marketing within itself that says it is a word of mouth business. If people aren't hiring my company because it's not my name, I'm not behind the name on it, you know, marketing has gone out the door. So yeah, I think you could argue both sides of it, truly.
Great points. Great points. I mean, I've worked for enough contractors and kind of seen the mentality around marketing and what is the best way to do it. And even all the way to, you know, I got more work than I know what to do with right yeah. now. Why am I going to market now? And going to those owners and being like, look, understand we have a lot of work coming yeah. in and it's great. It's fabulous. But to put marketing dollars towards marketing when we don't have that much work coming through is too late.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
And just watching them and understanding or trying to understand the logic behind that has been something I've been kind of blessed to see
yeah,
in some circumstances, yeah. but in some circumstances it was a curse
yeah.
at the same time. But it's always fascinated me to see both sides of that and totally. See how people acknowledge both sides of that.
Yeah.
I don't need it. I don't need it. We're totally fine. We got enough work. Okay. Market goes down.
Should have needed it.
Should have been doing it the whole time, but we didn't. Now we're struggling. How do we get past this now? Oh, we're going to throw more money at it.
Totally.
As soon as we throw money, more yeah. money at it, then we're going to get more marketing.
Yeah.
What did that do for you?
I almost call that like feeding the beast, right?
Yeah.
You've kind of like at some point you say, okay, as a business, I mean, I'm at 13 years. And at some point around year 7, we're like, we got to grow. We want more. We want more. Mm-hmm. We want more. Mm-hmm. And we put a little bit more marketing out there and suddenly had too much work.
Right.
And we're running ourselves ragged. And we were a smaller company. It was a hellacious of a year. Mm-hmm. We did more work. We did more volume, but we didn't make any more money. We spent more money just trying to take care of the work we were not managing correctly.
Right.
You know, but at some point you have to decide like, am I okay at this level of production or do I want to go above that or below that? And if you have to go in there and feed the beast to increase production, you know, bring more margin through the company, you almost have to grow everything at the same time, right? So you got to produce the marketing dollars. You've got to hire for the positions. You've got to start acting like a big company's work comes in. But then you do realize you have to continue to feed that beast or you're going to have to slow it down. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle and where I've kind of fallen after, you know, 13 years of being in business to say, what is our common level ground and where do we want to be? I kind of love the market that we're in and the amount of volume that we do right now. Mm-hmm. Like it's comfortable. Sure, we can always make more money. Who can't, right? Like
right.
it's nice.
Right.
But flip side is like, I feel like it's manageable what we do. We enjoy what we do. We do have to feed the beast to a degree, but we are not like sprinting to keep up.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going, okay, now is the time to start to almost go back to like phase one of restructure business, mm-hmm. bring the right processes and procedures into place, change what maybe made sense when it was me or two employees and now there's 7 of us. So what do we got to change to restructure, you know, and really build the right foundation and basis principles of the business 13 years later so that we can continue to sustain ourselves into the next 13 or 20 years. And I think that all goes into the whole, you know, one key aspect of marketing. It's not just marketing. You're right. You have to feed that beast
right.
and grow. but you have to decide what level. I mean, I could go out today and start spending 10 times what I am in marketing mm-hmm. and bring in more business. And I go, well, what was the point?
Right.
But if I stop spending and work stops coming in, you're right. I can't just turn it back on. You know, so it's not like, we're busy right now. Turn it off.
Right.
Oh, we're not busy enough. Turn it on. Like you really do need to give it a year or two in advance.
Right.
You know, just nothing. I mean, again, we're a small and nimble business. Mm-hmm. Hardly anything in my office here happens fast.
Right. Right.
It's just slow moving. Right. Contracts take a long time. Jobs take a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, marketing takes a long time. It's just a slow moving process. You know, and that's where we're not, you know, we build homes. We're not transactional.
Right.
We're not just like, we got another sale, move on. Yep. Sign the contract. Cool. Collected my commission. See you later. And there's nothing wrong with a transactional type business like that. I mean, real estate's more transactional when it comes to just real estate sales. Mm-hmm. And it's great, but that's why I've never focused a lot of time in real estate sales.
Right.
You know, it's just too transactional for me. Mm.
That's interesting. Like that thought right there made me think about how many companies I was involved with where when things got rough, the first person to go was always the marketing person.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. And I'm like, it never, ever really quite made sense. I'm like, all right, you're looking at it from, I guess, the high chair and you're like, all right, here's the dollars and cents. If we got rid of this and this and this, we would save this much. We could keep everybody else. I get that aspect, but okay, we're getting rid of, I sell a product.
Yeah, we're going to focus on product development.
Exactly. I'm going to fire my marketing team. I'm going to fire, you know, a couple of my top salespeople.
Yep.
And then we're going to go. We're going to see what's going to happen.
I'm like, we're going to make a better product and then we're going to market that.
Right. I'm like, you know, I don't.
And here's what's unique about it. Like, I agree. In fact, I have a good friend that, you know, recently left a company. Same thing. It's like a newer startup company. And I can't say whether they did it right or wrong. I don't know enough about them, but it's like, it is, I believe it's that same path. I think there's an interesting take to that though. You positions 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, like, let's go back to marketing 10 years ago. In order for me to sit down with a marketing agency and talk about what they're going to do for my small little construction company, I was looking at $10,000 a month in like paying them and paying for print and media.
Easy.
I've cut that down tenfold.
Right.
Just because marketing nowadays is a different game. So 100%. To your point, I get it 10 years ago. Those were high paid departments.
Right.
You know, expensive areas. Mm-hmm. When you look for like cutting, it's like marketing dollars, they're expensive.
Right.
Nowadays, marketing dollars are cheap. You know, so I don't get why. And nowadays, you'd go and cut back on marketing.
Yeah.
It's like to dial up marketing isn't, you're talking a few $100 a month, not thousands.
Right.
You know, so again, I think marketing is just one of those industries that has been heavily affected by AI and cheap drive. Mm-hmm. But it probably goes back to the same, you know, we're kind of having this open forum discussion about it. It goes back to that same point of like, well, now everyone's doing it.
Right.
So what gives you your edge?
Right.
You know, and there's some people that are, I would say, you know, I follow on social media. And I'm like, man, they are doing it right. Like, I love their stuff. I look at who else, you know, likes and reposts their stuff, and it's other contractors and subcontractors and designers and architects. Mm-hmm. Like, man, they're getting thousands of people. They're getting paid to do this kind of stuff.
Right.
And every time I'm like, yeah, but I just don't want to live that life.
Yeah.
I just hate the idea of like living my life through a lens and recording what I'm doing and taking pictures and doing selfies and recording a video. And like, I'd rather kick myself in the balls. I'll literally stand up right now in front of this camera and I will kick myself in the balls. Nope,
we don't want to see that. We don't want to see
that. Well, actually, I don't know. Charity's like, yes, action.
Do it.
Yeah. I mean, I just, sometimes I'm like, okay, so if everyone can now do it, what's the edge? What's the change?
No.
And man, it's beyond me. So like I'm falling into one of those old dudes. It's like, meh, right. Charity, can you do some marketing for me?
Please take care of this. Just tell me what you need and I will make it happen.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I hear you.
I don't know. Maybe you can answer this or maybe Charity can chime in and yell so we can hear her. But like, what is like, if you were to say today, like what is the emerging market of marketing?
Um, drill into that a little bit more. What do you mean emerging? Like new?
Like what should everyone's doing social media? So effing what?
Got it. Got it.
What is like the next thing that's going, that's like that guy figured his shit out and he's crushing it.
I'm going to let Charity
chime in on that one. No, I'm very curious because I'm curious like me too. And Charity have talked about, like, let's just talk this podcast of like, okay, so do we start to record and do we get it on YouTube? And is video content it's needed, right? It's not just audio
right now,
but like, so effing what? Everyone's doing social media right now.